Hey guys, on this month's episode of EdTech, I'm going to be talking with Josiah Way. We're going to be talking about how COVID is affecting opening day of classes and how higher ed tech managers are handling this. All this and more on EdTech.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is EdTech, episode 89, first day of class, COVID campus.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
This is EdTech. As I say, as always, this is the monthly higher ed tech podcast. This month, I'm joined by Josiah Way, because if you're catching this podcast, much like me, this is the month where all the gears turn and the rubber meets the road. And by that, I mean all the students are coming back on campus, or in some cases they are, some cases they're not. Currently some of my other colleagues and I are just kind of, as I would put it, spinning the plates and bouncing the balls and what have you. So once again, as always, I'm happy to have Joe on the show with me. So first off, how are you handling everything?
Good. Hey, Phil. Thanks so much for inviting me. This is the crazy month, isn't it? First off, you never know what's going to happen. Now add COVID and add all this stuff, and you really don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We've been back since last week, so this is my first breather. You know, we're in day 10 or so, but which was really interesting because my calendar went from being fully full to everything to all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you mean my only thing on my calendar is a team meeting and an AV Nation recording? You know, how did this happen? Like,
that's the best way how to jinx the educational gods here.
No kidding. I think I just did, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me? You're gonna have like a pop up surprise guest lecture or something like that. That's what, and they're gonna be like, yeah. And we want to be able to do multicast across the entire campus. Oh, wait.
We worked on that. That was part of a whole summer. I know. I think I get a special award just for getting the IT people to allow multicast across the enterprise.
Yeah. In our case, I'm dumbfounded and amazed in that, at least for us, our IT department went headfirst into, yeah, we're going to do WebEx room kits. And we're like, okay. And you know, the pandemic hit and they originally said, yeah, we'll be able to handle everything via WebEx. And our faculty in unison simply went, no, we want Zoom. And so the president went, okay, we're buying an enterprise license of Zoom. And so now we've had like five or six of these rooms that are all installed with the room kits. And everyone's kind of going, so what are we going to do now? And once again, I'm very thankful our IT department kind of tried to loop me into this, to which I went, no. This is Outlook. That's you guys. And so they actually went and made Zoom rooms within Outlook. So, you know, you book the meeting and then it's just, oh, here, you booked this room, put the PIN number in for the Zoom session, and here you go. And for me, that is just such a blessing only because I have always been on the standpoint of I like to remain hardware agnostic. I don't like to be tied into, and you know, you and I have talked about this and everything, but there are certain things that, like, you know, for example, BiAmp makes some really good stuff and everything. And then there's some other things where I look and I go and say, that's going to take a little bit of integration. So once again, for me, I just look and I go, listen, I'm like, I don't care what software you use as long as we have the hardware that can, you know, crosstalk and play and everything. So it's been, yeah. So it's been that. And then on top of that, I laughed in the fact that our bosses went, yeah, you remember how you had a three-way divisible ballroom during the summer? I'm like, yeah. They're like, yeah, it's back on. Okay.
Because we need the social distance people. Right.
Yeah.
And now it's oh, great. We need any space where we can put 40 people, and you need how many thousand square feet for that to happen now?
Yep. Yeah, this is one of those times where I kind of envy the folks over at Rice in the fact that, I don't know if you read this it was like a little news blurb a couple months back. They actually went and rented circus tents.
Yeah, we were We almost did the refugee camp thing with 200 of them.
Oh, no.
Like, literally, like, it was on the plans. The next thing I know, I mean, like, literally, I was at the pulling the PO for the equipment to do all these things. Next thing I know, nope, it's off. We're only doing five. And they were all specialty things, you know, like, you know, where we're doing it is the dance department needed a bigger space to get more people. And so they have a big outdoor tent, and the cinema school changing rooms aren't big enough for people to go by back and forth because they're narrow and small. So they have these tents that they kind of worked up to the building. And so now they could move things around and have, so it was, and I'm like, okay, that was wise. You know, like it was actually someone sat down and went, where is the truth? Rather than throwing this out there and just, you know, flooding the campus with this, you know, what's the real use case? And then they came to that. So, you know, kudos to someone for doing that.
Oh yeah. So the thing that popped up just recently, so just to kind of backtrack some things, at least on our campus, we went and got these HoverCam flex cameras and everything, which those have been working out really well. I didn't realize that that thing actually has a pickup. It can pick up at least about 6 to 10 feet away or so, which I said, we were chatting with some of the faculty members last week, and about 40 of them or so showed up on campus, even though we'd only scheduled 25. And that's always fun when you're in the midst of training. You're like, oh yeah, you need to go to the other classroom down the hall. We're going to do this just, you know, literally I'm making them drive all this stuff. But back to it. I made mention to the guys. I said, listen, the folks in the back of the room will probably be able to be picked up from this camera and everything. Also, coincidentally, when you're using unfathomable language as you're trying to get PowerPoint to show up while you have Zoom open, they'll also pick that up. And they're like, oh, they're like, okay. So I keep, they're like, internalize everything. I'm like, yeah. So the good news was, though, a lot of the folks we're doing this program called HyFlex. So that is only 50% of the classroom is going to be physically occupied. And on top of that, our facilities folks actually went and physically removed the chairs and actually, like, you know, put out like stickers and duct tape and whatever. And so, yeah, there's no way how you can say, oh, yeah, we need to have more people in this room. I'm like, it's physically not possible. And, in fact, even outside the rooms, normally there's, like, you know, there's always, like, the fire code capacity and everything. Now there's a COVID code capacity, and it makes life a lot easier for folks. But the one that this turned into an interesting bit. Now, for us, it's just freshmen on campus, so that kind of reduces our you know, our capacity count on campus. The other exception that we have is it's all any of the physical labs. So, you know, your chemistry, physics, you know, anything you actually have to put hands on, nursing, you know, music, arts, all that kind of stuff. They're still having physical in-person classes. Now the one that turned into a unique situation was for us, it turned into the piano, the folks, we have a piano lab and we can only fit in like about 12 people or so. And that's before COVID. Now it's 6. And the music department was like, yeah, we're still full up because these are all, you know, 100 level classes. And we're like, okay. And my boss goes, yeah, you need to actually put AV and Zoom capabilities in our black box theater. I'm going, okay. So, you know, wheeled a little cart in there and everything. You know, this is very knee jerk. Like, you know, literally I'm told this like about three or four days before campus opens up. So we have like this like 32 inch, you know, kind of steel wheel looking cart thing that just, you know, I'm looking at and just cringing as I'm putting it in the room. And finally, the music department guys show up and everything and they're hauling keyboards. And I'm going, so what all this is for? And they went, oh, so we're going to use Zoom as an overflow from the piano lab into this space. And I'm like, oh, all right. And so, you know, we start working out the kinks and everything. And then they threw me the other curve. And they're like, yeah, listen, can we move the webcam around? And I went, so the way we do it is not that I don't trust people. It's just that I don't trust our students.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And so the hover cams have a swivel mount and the thing's bolted to the desk. So they're like, well, couldn't we just, you know, couldn't you guys just like unbolt it and move it and this and that? And I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. You want me to unbolt it off the desk and then bolt it to your piano? And they're like, well, no, we never said that. I'm like, guys, I have to like secure this somehow. I'm like, listen, I like you guys. I don't trust you guys. And eventually we came to a halfway point where we were looking at everything and I said, hey guys, you know, you could just take one of the mobile keyboards that you're putting out for the students, put it on the desk, and then we'll just raise the arm back enough to where you can see, you know, the hand gestures and all this other stuff. And they're like, you know, I mean, the audio is not as good and this and that. And I'm like, guys, listen, everything we're in right now is not what we wanted. It's like, yeah. Believe me. I'm like, I was like, I don't want to have to be, you know, running around with having at least five of these in my office or anything. Not to say that I don't care so much as just, well, you know, you can tell when you're out of the office and you're really, and you're, you know, maybe up in the ceiling, you have that on and you're just kind of looking and going and saying, oh, why did I pick this field? But anyway.
Well, I think we're all going through all of that right now, right?
Yeah. So yeah. On your guys' side, like, how are things progressing for you? Like, are folks on campus? Are they not? Like, half and half?
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting setup because, as people know, we were in the process of a major enterprise upgrade that we had finished across all of our general use spaces, touching a little over 300 spaces, all said and done, fully, you know, upgraded Zoom room-ish, you know, cameras, mics, all that stuff.
You guys are pretty much going to become Crestron West.
Yeah, exactly. Ready to bring everybody on. And a week before people were supposed to be here, the county didn't approve our opening plans. And the state's still in phase two. So it was the automatic flip to, hey, you're online. And it's interesting because also, you know, a lot of students had already made plans, bought airline tickets, done all these things, signed leases. So they've let students move in. So we have, you know, 25, 30,000 people walking around, but they can't enter buildings, right? Like, so they live around campus. They're on campus. Our libraries are closed. All of our services are closed. Our buildings are locked. But they're here. But what we ended up doing was allow staff on, which means that this faculty could come in and stream from the rooms and use them, you know, as this kind of hybrid, just no, you know, students there, which actually ended up being a great thing for us because one, it outside of the first few days, because you actually don't know who's going to show up. You don't know who to say, oh, well, my students aren't going to be there. I'm just going to stay at home. And you also know the ones going, hey, well, I do miss the classroom. I miss my office. I miss being able to have that chalkboard, whiteboard, all of that stuff. Older buildings still got them. And so, you kind of sit there and go, all right, maybe they'll show up. And so you go with the panic the first few days of, okay, who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? Oh, we have new systems. You know, we still have to, I mean, anytime you were to do an enterprise upgrade, you take COVID out of it. You're already thinking, okay, you've got, you know, tons of people showing up to spaces they've never used before. And that's a nightmare in itself. Now add the COVID response to on top of that. It ended up being okay. Yes, panic for the first couple of days. But then what we ended up doing is also taking a number of those smaller spaces that you can't, you know, like I always say is, you know, when you build buildings, you put as many 24, 30 person rooms as you can, right? Those, which you do. Well, you social distance that and now you've got like 8 people in the room, you know, 7 students and a faculty member. It's a useless space now. So we've turned them into more of production rooms, putting in a confidence monitor, adding a nice desk, and that, you know, give them the option of a dot cam. We're not normally a dot cam campus, but kind of set it up as the kind of the ultimate you can do what you want to do type of space. And we started moving the faculty over there. One, offering it as an option. There were a number of faculty who said, okay, I only have one class online, the rest are on, you know, or I have one class in person, the rest are online, but maybe I'd like to do them all in this type of space. So we ended up doing that, turned 20 spaces into it, and it's been extremely popular. As people would show up to the other classrooms, we would move them. Like I said, once if there's no student in the room, it doesn't matter where you're teaching from, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of consolidated them onto one floor, and it's been fantastic. The feedback that we've gotten, they love, I mean, first off, they love the new systems, which is fantastic. That's good, because that you're
that's
already like, you know, the bosses are always saying, okay, these millions of dollars we just spent, what do people think of it? So the fact they love it is fantastic. But then also, you know, it gives us the opportunity to kind of walk people through it, figure out the kinks, be a little bit more hands-on, build relationships, because now these faculty are going to become great champions for us when we do end up moving into full hybrid. It also opens up all the spaces to, you know, maybe you didn't quite tie down everything as well as you could. Maybe you kind of kicked a few things under the rug because, you know, you were rushing to the finish line. And now we go, oh, we've got a semester to actually go in here and dial this in right. So to me, it actually ended up being the best case scenario we could have had with doing both an enterprise upgrade and being able to get real user feedback and real, you know, and not just the bring someone into play with it, but actual real use of it.
Oh, yeah.
So
the thing that I was going to say is that, like, as we were doing the faculty trainings and everything, I always had to laugh because we ran the gamut. There were folks that, you know, came in, thought that, you know, oh, this is Blackboard training, right? And we're like, I can show you how to link Zoom, make a Zoom tab into your Blackboard shell. But I'm like, all right, we'll at least get through this and everything. But once everyone kind of got through it all, they said, oh, they're like, I thought this was going to be really complicated and this and that. And we're like, no, guys, like, you know, like, listen, we're making it to where the doc cam's already built in. It's literally just open it up, aim it to where you want, and then you're just, whatever you're sharing on the projector to the students, I said, really, all you have to do is just open up share in Zoom, and, we went through with it with them and everything. And my whole, this is the running gag that I told everyone. I said, you know, I want to make sure that everyone's actually comfortable with this stuff. Because say hypothetically, you know, you and I are going to like Infocom in Florida or something like that. And we get there and everything. And all of a sudden it turns into, oh, Mr. O'Donnell, listen, we do have a car available for you. However, it's only a stick. And unfortunately, I never learned how to drive stick. And this may have happened to me, maybe not at Infocom. I remember that car. I remember that car very well. But not for the reasons that I should. And so that's how I kind of, I make the joke to everyone. I was like, yeah, it's, I was like, I don't want folks to go into the room and, they remember it because they remember it for all the wrong reasons. Because otherwise they'll suddenly look and they'll see either the layout, they'll see the desk, they'll see the touch panel, and they'll, they'll see Crestron. So they go, the system doesn't work. Ah, Crestron sucks. And it's like, no, guys, like we openly try to like make sure like, folks, like, we'll do one-on-ones. We're still taking rolling appointments for folks and everything. You know, if you're unsure of this or you're not, completely satisfied with everything, let's go through it. Let's make a mock Zoom session. Let's, put it through the paces. And only today I laughed because we got this one ticket and it was kind of bouncing around. They're like, Bill, do you want to take care of this? I'm like, sure, what is it? And lo and behold, it was one of the faculty members that said, yeah, listen, we need to move the webcam to the middle of the room. And I'm going, is this the music folks again or something? And it's like, no, different people. The person in question literally just went, took the document camera, just angled it at the projector and went, yeah, okay, so I'm going to be writing stuff on the Blackboard and they'll go from there. And I'm going, okay, so we've already kind of set up a session in which it's like, listen, there's the digital whiteboard you can use on the screen. There's, you can actually use the webcam as a doc cam, and I'm like, there's a million ways to do this. I'm like, but we're not moving it. But, it's one of those ones where I just kind of looked at it and said, yeah, this is the guy who rented the car and has the stick shift. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, but isn't like the sense of that we're all learning too, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're in this weird situation. They don't know how to make it work, and they're just in this room and they're going, okay, as I was joking around and I put on Twitter about me playing around the dot cam and flip it upside down and I was on the screen, but the thing is, that actually could be really be our users. They're like, I don't know what goes where. And I think also too, this is what I've noticed is this is the best opportunity for us as tech managers to also be vulnerable, to also be able to walk in and go, look, we're all going through this together. You know, yes, March, we did the big lift. We survived. We've done a lot of work over summer. We've come in here, but there's no been anyone around to really try this and test it. And, you know, and that's where, you know, our support team has been fully hypercare, 100% hands-on going, you know, hands-on from 6 feet away, to be able to figure out how it is that we can support them, right? And that's, you know, I don't know. It's a unique situation.
Oh, yeah. No, if anything, I view it, and you're right, you hit the nail on the head of, like, we're all going through this together. And funny enough, we actually had some of our kinesiology folks come in and everything. And one of the professors, her husband is now, you know, going to be doing some of the Twilight classes and everything. Now, he has never taught a college class, period. And I kind of looked and I'm like, have you ever taught before? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm the gym teacher over at the local high school and everything. Okay. I'm like, so you already got all your slides, this and that stuff? He's like, yeah. And so, you know, I literally, once again, 6 feet away, I was like, all right, you're going to log in, you're going to type this in, you're going to do that. You know, you're going to do the little health, daily health screening check, which for us, the moment you log into the internal website, you have to, like, you know, give what your temperature was and everything else. It's, you know, it's fine. And so I let the guy just kind of go through it. And I said, listen, I'm going to step out for a minute. I'm like, if you have any questions or anything like that, I'm like, I'm just right down the hall. I said, we're just kind of juggling multiple faculty and everything. And I said, if you have the moment of, I don't know, I said, and I put it to him like this. I said, it's okay to say, I don't know with all this. I said, simply because how many years of AV design and integration have you done? And the guy looks at me and goes, zero. I'm like, so you would know all this because? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, much like how I know nothing about kinesiology, but I also know that if I have a problem, I'm like, I know who to go to ask. Mm-hmm. And the funnier bit was the fact that the actual professor, which was the wife, she was on the Zoom call on the far end, and she's just like cackling and laughing as this is going on. I'm just like, it's fun.
That's
the thing. Like, you're right about this in that we have faculty who are scared. They are, you know, there are folks who, you know, they're looking at it all going, can I just do voice commands? And I'm going, no, we're not doing Alexa just yet. I'm like, and, you know, of course, my boss is looking, I'm like, can we do Alexa? I'm like, don't complicate my life just yet. Come on. But,
we did that one. And it was a late ad with a month left. They're like, can we make you touchless? I'm like, we can if you want to throw money at it.
That's the trick.
You know?
So
money all these things.
Oh yeah, of course. For us, the major bit has simply been, can we add Zoom into this room? To which, once again, I've told everyone, I'm like, listen, I'm like, depending on the space, sure. In fact, I'll give everyone this fun bit. A good couple of weeks ago, I was suddenly told, yeah, Bill, listen, we want to be able to sell streaming for our events in the giant auditorium. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know, here's a laptop, here's a hover cam, have a nice day. They're like, no, we want this, like, permanent. And so I looked at it all and I said, okay. So I had to get the measuring tape out, or in this case, the laser, the wonderful, I love the laser tape measures. Those things are the best. Mm-hmm. And I ended up calling Joe going, hey, Joe, I have about 150 feet from the spotlight nest where the camera's going to be to this. And, of course, you know, you and I went back and forth and everything, and I think we eventually settled on, like, a RoboShot 30X.
Nice.
And, oh, yeah. And I put it all together, and I said, all right, guys, it's going to cost $6,000. And the music department suddenly went, cool. Yeah, we're broke. Thanks, guys.
Don't you love those where you do all the work to find out that, well, there's no money behind it, which is interesting because they're saying they want to be able to sell streaming. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. So if you want to sell streaming, it doesn't normal business, like you put an investment to make money yeah. back and yes. what you probably charge, like think about, you know, hotel, you know, AV costs. I mean, if $60 for your, you know, your eight outlet power strip, you know, and, but don't dare line up power strips one or another. You're going to get an added $200 fine for that one, you know, but so it's like, how much are they going to, they're going to make that back in no time by yeah. telling, hey, you want a, you know, student event group, $100 add on. But yeah. interesting.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things I just kind of looked at and it was just like, all right. But which then turned into this like weird duality because I had our theater folks and music folks going, yeah, we just want to do streaming. And I'm like, okay, that's easy. I'm like, that's simplex communication. That's one way. Done. Hell, I can get you guys an IP camera and you know, find a way to get the feed from the mixing board. No problem. My CIO goes, no, no, no. If we're going to do this, if we're going to do streaming, we're going to do Zoom. And I suddenly look at everyone and I go, you know, that's duplex. That's a little different. And I'm like, that's a very different animal. I'm like, and of course I asked my boss Gammon and I go, so which one do I go? And she's like, the CIO is the one who rules this. She's like, doesn't matter if the music folks say, we just want to do simple streaming. If the CIO says, you know, you're doing Zoom, we're doing Zoom.
Zoom, okay. Yep.
And, you know, so because of that, I've now factored into just about every, you know, auditorium space that we have. Luckily enough, I happen to enjoy the folks at Vaudio quite a bit. And so I've simply just gone and bought a couple of the AV bridges, or the AV conference units and everything. And it doesn't need to be the top of the line or anything. It's literally, you know, for me, it's a rack-mounted USB breakout box. Yep. And it's like, I tell, you know, our broadcast folks, or I tell, you know, whichever folks are coming in, I go, listen, guys, there's the XLR port. There's the HDMI port. I'm like, you know, if you want a webcam, you know, I'll get like a little USB extender bail-in system for you or something like that. But otherwise, you know, do whatever. And like I said, we're trying to make things as BYOD and software friendly as possible, because the other fun one that we're going to be dealing with is actually our president is going to be doing a TED talk / you know, kind of State of the Union campus kind of event. Yeah, turns out he really loves walls, and I'm going, cool. Yeah, do you know what the pro version of walls costs? It's yeah. $300 a month, which I was like, ah. And he's like, yeah, no, I want to have that. And we're like, and so all of a sudden you will laugh, Joe, like literally like the past 2 days or so, folks have been hitting me up going, well, couldn't we do something like that via digital signage? And I'm like, that's a web page. I'm like, you guys literally want a web page. I'm like, if you want me to do it in digital signage, sure. I'll put a bright sign player behind the display and you can put an HTML file and link an HTML 5 page to it. They're like, well, yeah, but we want something like walls and this and that. I'm like, yes, there are competitors to them, and they charge just as much. I know what you guys are trying to do. If you really want this, go talk to the web and network folks. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I'm like, at most, I tell everyone, I'm like, listen, I'm the hardware guy. I look at everything and go, as long as it's certified to do X, Y, and Z, I'm like, cool. After that, I don't care. You know, if folks suddenly say, yeah. Bill, I want to do Skype in my classroom instead of Zoom, because, you know, this one guy has Skype. Okay. I'm like, the HoverCam is a plug and play device. You know, it's one of those things the best way I can ever boil it down is, listen, you can pick whatever flavor of ice cream you want. I'm just making sure the cone is there to hold it in place.
But haven't you seen too, in this COVID response, that we've been seen more as the true SMEs? I mean, we always have been, but now they're really looking at, you know, what are these various solutions? What are the things that I need? And people are coming to us, and I'm noticing, for things they would never come to before. And a lot of it also that shows, you know, that their vulnerability, flipping it the other way, is how they're vulnerable to, I don't know how to do this, but I know you're the one who made, you know, the picture of me appear on the student's laptop. So you might know this better. And so you start getting those requests And I think that's a huge opportunity for us to, you know, maybe we're not the ones that want to make those decisions, and we shouldn't be. But the fact is that our seat at the table now allows us to, you know, connect them to the people who can and be essential in that, and hopefully then be able to be the ones in the future that can help, you know, make the decisions. Because also, there's nothing worse than somebody saying, this is the X thing I want to be able to do, and not recognize that, okay, the hardware side of that is a lot harder than you really think it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of, you know, already what our campus standard is or whatever, right? You know, so where we can now have that role, and that's one thing we've noticed, is being able to really be that mediator between all the various parties. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it came for us by being the ones, and, you know, I'll throw out, you know, half of It's Joe's Joe, Jimmy, who's on my team. You know, I threw him on as a readiness captain, which is kind of the, so it's funny. We had to, you know, someone had to come up with the plan to figure out how you're going to put people 6 feet apart from each other, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Well, we did. We kind of, you know, and kudos to Notre Dame, who kind of put out their little model, and we took it and we adapted mm-hmm. it to ours, you know, and we were the ones who did it for our general classrooms. And then when everyone's going, well, how to do this? They're like, oh, well, a learning environments kind of came up with something. Next thing you know, we're in meetings with half the vice presidents in the university, and we're sitting there and we're making all of the standards for everybody else to follow, because we're the ones who stepped in and said, well, we understand the issues and the, you know, what we need for sound and the light and this, and where are we going to put our students and how we can adapt our furniture to that. And because we were able to do that, we're in meetings we would never be before. And I'm pretty sure Jimmy never wants to go back to a lot of those meetings, because next thing you know, he's, you know, readiness captain guy. You know, but I think that's a huge opportunity for us moving forward, right? And now, you know, let's keep that, but let's make it obviously more toward, you know, our goal. Let's make sure we're always there to be able to consult in that way. So I think that's been
good. Oh, yeah. No, that's one of those things, like, for us, I have enjoyed the fact that folks have come up with me and thrown some real odd spaghetti against the wall. But at the same time, that also means, A, they're thinking about this, and B, they're at least going and saying, okay, I don't know this as well as I should, but you do. And that's the other thing I try to reflect to everyone, is that, you know, when they come to me about certain things, I go, listen, I'm like, I don't know everything, but I certainly know the right people to point you in the direction of. And it's not me, you know. If anything, the other night, you know, I was going back and forth with you about this. Of yeah. Guess who's getting panicked Zoom calls? And you're laughing, going, ah, for once it's not my problem. And I'm like, yeah. Well, in my case, guess whose number is directly on, you know, in front of the little flip top cable cubby. Yeah, it's not the network guys. But, you know, at the same time, we also calmed everyone down, because that was like worldwide web outage. And of course, you know, I look and I go, well, let me see how bad this is. You know, Zoom downage .com or something like that. And you look and just like the entire Eastern Seaboard was just a sea of red, and just like, well, I guess it's broken. Mm-hmm. But the way we at least worked it through with the faculty, we're just like, you know what? It's the first week. We'll call it a mulligan. I'm like, you guys just make use of Blackboard with everyone right now. I'm like, get the syllabus out to everyone. And I'm like, we will get through this. And, you know, like I said, so far there's been, you know, onesie twosie kind of ridiculousness and everything. But I think by and far, you're right. This is going to sound super cheesy, but it is actually true. In this case, a crisis is actually presenting us with quite a bit of opportunity, because it's, okay, how do I reach my students? How do I make our faculty be able to reach their students and still feel safe and still be able to get from point A to point B? And, you know, I'll just close it up with this. At the end of the day, Joe, you and I think agree on this one, in that our jobs a lot of the times are to make sure our faculty can just do their job well, and so that the students actually learn. Because I will admit up front, no one's coming to William Patterson because, you know, oh, we have the latest Epson laser projectors. Nobody's coming here for that. Now, the only exception, and I'm sure I can almost hear Ernie Bailey being like, is the fact that, like, in Ernie's case, it's a medical school. So of course, yes, the technology there is a bit different, but at the same time there, you know, you have like medical grade monitors and, you know, literally shades of gray can determine from, oh, that's benign to, ooh, yeah, we gotta get you in the OR right now. But that being said, in both our cases, it's more of how do we make sure the faculty are comfortable? How do we make sure that they can get their job done?
Yep.
Because if I have to wheel out an overhead projector and acetate slides and a $50 Logitech webcam, I'll do it. It won't be pretty, but I'll do it.
Well, and I think even the flip side of that is though people aren't coming to our institutions because of the technology, they will avoid it because of the lack of it.
Yes.
Right? And so it's one of those, you know, to me, the technology and the way I put it is it's the same thing as when people say, well, why should I get a college degree? I could be successful without it. Absolutely, you can. No doubt you can be successful without one. They don't know that. But understand that computer systems, when you're applying for jobs, if you don't check the bachelor box, could cut you, right? So I think of our classroom technology in the same way. It may not be the reason someone's going to enroll, but it could be the reason someone doesn't. And so
that being said, guys, that is coming up on our time that we had. Once again, Joe, this is always a fun pleasure just because it's a fun just kind of dialogue back and forth about everything. And as always, guys, we will be back next month. As always, Joe, where can folks find you at, as well as where can they find the Higher Ed Tech Podcast?
Yeah, you can find Higher Ed AV at Higher Ed AV, and you can also, but I do encourage you to find me at Josiah Way, and of course, also help run HETMA, the Higher Education Technology Management Alliance, which I love that you always seem to promote throughout your podcast, so do make sure you check us out at HETMA.org.
There you go. As always, I'm Bill O'Donnell. This has been EdTech, part of the AV Nation family of podcasts. As always, this is EdTech.